This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
Nationwide across industries, low-wage workers strike, also calling for justice for victims of police murder. Fast food employees in 190 cities went on strike, and they were joined by convenience, dollar store, airport service workers, and home care workers. Low-wage workers across the country are forging bonds and rising up in a movement for economic justice.
And this has been the first time that people are organizing across industry lines. The workers on strike for higher wages, better working conditions, and to unionize also raised their hands high, chanting, "Hands up! Don't shoot! I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe," to show their support for victims of racist police murders. Let's gather our signs and head to the strike in progress right now.
I'm at the McDonald's on Chambers Street and Greenwich in New York City, and thus the day with national protests for low-wage workers in the wake of the dismissals of cases in both Ferguson and New York City in the cases of the killings of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. Small march here, they're going into the McDonald's, and I'm going to go in with them. Over 100 workers here.
Is that everybody going in?
Well, the McDonald's are pretty empty until now, but full up now. Big balloon saying $15 minimum wage, stick together for 15 and union rights. And Welga, and we all do better when we all do better. We're going to the counter, yelling, "Shut it down!" Workers are leaving. Back in the street now.
You got a couple speakers who want to say a couple things.
Hi, my name is Aquata. I'm a fast food worker for Burger King. I'm here to tell all fast food CEOs that we can't survive on $8 an hour. $8 is poverty wage. We need 15 in the union. Let's all stick together to help raise 15 in the union.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
How you doing? My name is Naya Livingston, and I work for McDonald's. I've been working there for 6 years, and I'm making $8 an hour. I'm fighting for 15 in the union.
I'm fighting for 15 in the union.
All right, we want to pay respect to Eric Garner. Can we have a moment of silence? Hands up.
Hands up!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up! Don't shoot!
I can't breathe!
I can't breathe!
And thank you for coming. We fight for the community.
15 in the union! Hey!
No music! Hey! 15 in the union! Hey! No music!
Watching the City Hall Park. I'm with Kevin, and where do you work, Kevin?
I work at 33rd Street and 3rd Avenue McDonald's.
How long have you been working there?
For over a year.
How much do you make?
Only $8, not enough.
What do you do there?
A lot, clean, make food throughout the day. It's not, I don't even get 1 minute to myself, not even to go to the, barely to go to the bathroom. It's like, throughout the whole day, 8 hours, you're doing something, no matter what. You're doing, like, a lot of movements, and you're just not standing there. You're working and working and working for $8. It's not really good.
You have full-time hours?
Yeah, full-time, 40 hours.
Okay, and you have health care?
Health care, no.
What are you here for?
$15 or better, and the union, you know it.
What do you expect to get with the union?
Lots of money, you know.
What do you feel about whether justice was done in the case of Eric Garner, of Michael Brown? What needs to be done?
They need to do something about that. Like, it's not normal, you know.
Okay, Kevin Durant, thanks so much for being with us, and good luck.
Gotcha.
I'm with
Shantoy.
And where do you work?
Wendy's on 125th Street.
How long have you been working it?
2 years.
2 years. How much are you making?
I'm making $8.50.
You work full time?
No, part time. I get like 18 hours.
18 hours a week. Can you live on that?
Nope.
That's why you're here?
Yes.
You get health care?
Health care? Yeah. I have Medicaid.
Okay, but not from the employer.
No, not from being an employer.
Okay, what other things do you want?
I want to be able to pay my bills without struggling.
You want a union?
Yeah, because I believe that we deserve to be paid $15 an hour in order to make a living.
Okay, there was a moment of silence before for Eric Garner. What do you think about the grand jury's decision there and in the case for Michael Brown?
That it's unfair, you know, that people, innocent people are getting killed for not really doing anything.
What do you think the connection is between demonstrating for better wages and working conditions and the cases of Eric Garner and Michael Brown?
The similarities is both situations is unfair, you know. Innocent people are dying and fast food workers are working really hard and not getting paid enough. Sometimes we even get hurt during the job. And they're not paying our medical bills when we get hurt. They're not. Sometimes they don't even write up that we got hurt. I got hurt 2 times on the job. And I had to get cured at home. Nobody wrote it up.
What other issues do you have?
Sometimes my hours get cut if they feel like, so they'll send me home early so that cuts into my hours and my check. Then it's like, I also have a child, so. It's like when you're sending me home, I'm getting less money.
So you tell me that Wendy's is unfair?
Unfair. They're very unfair. Fast food, period, is unfair. My name is Shantoy, and I want 15 in the union.
Okay, thanks so much.
Can we do it?
Yes, we can.
Can we do it?
Yes, we
I'm marching with hundreds of fast food workers who just occupied a McDonald's on Greenwich and Chamber. We're headed on Broadway for City Hall Park for the main rally, combining the demands of the workers for 15 in a union, with justice for Michael Brown and Eric Garner.
With the getting ready to start, must be over 1,000 people here now.
What do we want? Where we want it?
Now!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
See, sir?
Quiet!
See, sir?
Quiet!
See, sir?
Quiet!
We went from 200 workers in New York City to now over cities and countries and countries, and we're going to keep on moving. And I'm going to bring up our first speaker. She's a fast food striker named Jackie M.
I work for Wendy's. I'm here today fighting for $15 an hour in a union because I have to live in a shelter because I'm not able to afford rent here in New York City.
That's not right.
You're right. I deserve $15 an hour and I deserve a union. I can't have a great Christmas this year because I only make $8 an hour. That's why I'm here. I'm nervous, so I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good.
Thank you. The CEOs of these companies are making millions of dollars. So what is it to give us workers $15?
That's right.
Do you understand me?
That's
Come on, we all here. We all fighting for the same thing. And as long as we keep fighting, we are going to win.
We are going to win.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Jackie, for giving that story. It's crazy, you know, and that's why we out here to make that, to change that. So I'm going to bring up the next speech from Make the Roll. Shout out to Make the Roll. Y'all definitely, y'all always out here strong. So Jose Lopez.
I'm one of the lead organizers at Make the Roll New York, and I'm very, very grateful to be here with every single one of y'all, especially in light of all that's been going down across the country. We saw what went down in Ferguson, and we saw what went down this week here in New York City. I got a call from one of my coworkers this week who called me and told me the story about her daughter. Her daughter got home after school after the Eric Garner announcement, and she took her little brother, who's 8 years old, and she told her little brother, Jean Carlos, "I'm scared. I don't know if I want you going out at night anymore, and I don't know if I want you to continue to wear hoodies." And when a 10-year-old girl has to deliver this message to the 8-year-old brother, we have a serious problem in this country. Yes. On Monday, I had the opportunity to share that story after I heard it with President Barack Obama. We chatted with him for about 50 minutes about our personal encounters with racism and with police. And we both agreed in his West Wing office that we need solutions now. But the president's national rollout on Monday to increase funding to the very same departments that are causing the harm in our communities, we can't achieve public safety in Bushwick, we can't achieve public safety in Bed-Stuy, in Harlem, or in the South Bronx without investing in people. Investment means housing. Investment means schools. And investment damn sure means a $15 living wage for all of us here today. Y'all are the folks here now demanding justice in the workplace, and I sure hope that y'all are gonna be the very same folks tonight demanding justice on our streets. We're gonna march and we're gonna take the streets for Michael Brown. We're gonna march and we're gonna take the streets for Eric Garner. And we're gonna march and we're gonna take the streets for each other.
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
All lives matter. Hey. Do the right thing, do the right thing, do it!
Do the right thing, do the right thing, do it!
Do the right thing, do the right thing, do it!
Do the right thing, do the right thing, do it!
Do the right thing, do the right thing, do it!
That's the only way we can survive, right? You gotta do the right thing for all of us, because all lives matter. All right, we ready to go. So the next speaker, Melissa Mark Vederito.
Yes.
She definitely helped out, especially with like paid sick days. You know, for her, it was the reason why New York City had paid sick days now. So, you know, clap it up for Melissa, everybody.
I want to recognize that I'm here joined with a whole bunch of my city council colleagues who are standing up with all of you to demand that we raise the wage here in New York, right, for our fast food workers. I want to say that we stand strong with all of you, and we thank you for your courage. Because those of you that are on strike, we know that is not an easy decision to make. But we are here to fight with all of you for increasing the pay of fast food workers. We want to see a $15 an hour wage, right? We're fighting here in New York State to have New York City be able to raise its own minimum wage. That's a struggle that we are engaged in. We still have a lot of work to do. And we know that, you know, these are not easy days right now in New York with a decision that came down yesterday. But we know in the power of coming together collectively to demand change. We have a system that is unjust, and it is only through the collective organizing that we demand and we will get that change. And that includes improving the quality of life by raising the minimum wage and the courage of fast food workers across this country. This is a national movement demanding this to do that. So my colleagues and I stand in solidarity with all of you. We will continue to make the demand, and I know that we will get to that $15 an hour wage. So thank you all for being here today.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
I'm going to bring out my next speaker, Senator Espaillat.
Yeah, that's my guy.
All right, brother.
The rent is too high. The wages are too low. So this is a fight for our neighborhoods. We won't be able to live in the city of New York if the rent continues to be high and our wages continue to be low. Food is high, gas is high, rent is high, the cost of living is high. We gotta have $15 an hour here in New York State. $15 an hour. Other cities in other states with lower cost of living have gone to $15. There's no reason why New York City cannot do it, because the rent is high and the wages are low. The rent is high and the wages are too low. We'll be with you across this fight to save the neighborhoods of the city of New York.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the $15, that is awesome, you know, to have that, you know, $15. But what I forgot to mention is it's that union. You know, like, to have that job security and seeing that workers are staying together when we've been disrespected, beat on, spit on, getting our money stolen, like, that's the worst. Like, getting our money, you barely paying us anything, and then turn around and take what you can from us, that's not right. And that's why we out here trying to change that. And, you know, it's not just McDonald's, it's Burger King, KFC, Domino's, Papa John's, Wendy's. Shoot, the Chinese restaurant, they want to be out here too. You know, that's fast food too. So with that being said, I'm going to bring up Jerome Murphy, who's part of the Retail Action Project.
A worker. Worker. When I say fight for, y'all say 15. Fight for. Fight for. I currently work for a CVS, and I'm also a member of the Retail Action Project.
Yeah.
And I'm here today, and I'm ecstatic and proud to fight for y'all to get unionized, fight for y'all to get $15 an hour, because y'all deserve it, y'all work hard.
Yeah.
And I understand y'all have unpredictable hours. I go through the same thing as a retail worker. Be here one day, go on the next three, work 25 hours this week. Next week I only get 9 hours. I can't live like that. Y'all can't live like that. We all can't live like that. Now, Retail Action Project, we're running a big campaign right now. It's Chain Zara. We're basically fighting for the same thing y'all fighting for. This is why we gotta be heard. This is why we gotta let our voice be heard. Make them corporations pay, because they making money, they living good. We shouldn't be suffering at all. But if we want to make change, we got to be loud. We got to stick together. We got to unite.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing here today. I'm proud.
Yes.
Let's fight for the cause.
Fight for the cause. Yes.
You know, like I told you, it's not just fast food workers out here. There's other workers. And I want to introduce this next person who's actually an airport worker at JFK.
Wow.
Named Mike Carey.
Yeah.
Yes. How you doing, brother?
We all do better when we stick together. My name is Michael Carey. I'm a security officer at JFK Airport, and I'm proud and humbled to be in solidarity with the fast food workers. But we all fighting for the same thing. The most significant thing about today is that injustice is morphed in two ways, social and economic injustice. We can't stop talking about what happened to Michael Brown and to Eric Garner, and we are fair to ask the question, who's next? So we are all there in solidarity. We are fighting for wages. We are fighting for, the most important thing is to get a union for a choice for this 32 BJ. Keep the fight up.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, airport worker. And not only do we have airport workers, we actually got car wash workers out here who actually been on strike. You know, shout out to the car wash workers.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
Si se puede. Si se puede.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
Unidos todos.
Si se puede.
¡Vencemos!
So I'm gonna bring up this next person I get down. So I'm gonna bring up Chantel Walker. I know some of y'all know her. If you don't, you gonna know about her now.
Hello, 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 people. All of my people, where y'all at? Throw your hands up. Woo! Throw your fist in the sky. Woo! That's why we're here. We all in solidarity today, and we want the world to know. We want our children to know. We want our families to know that we deserve better. We will get better. We are better. We are strong people, and don't let nobody tell us nothing less.
Right?
When was the last time we got a raise? 7.25 to 8?
Why?
The question is not why, the question is when. When are we gonna get 15? Yeah. I'ma get it now.
Why?
Yeah.
Now. What do we want?
15?
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
15?
When do we want it?
Now. So, I'm here, I'm so happy to be here with all my brothers and sisters in this struggle. My car wash workers, my bathroom workers, retail workers. This is a historic day today. This is a world day of action. We're going to take the world by action and let our action speak for itself.
You see how she just walked off? Let our action speak for ourselves and just, that's it. And that's what we're going to do. No more talking. Just straight action. Just do. No talking, just do it. Because we're going to make it happen. More action, less work.
Yes.
What? More action, less work. Because if you're not paying me, I'm not working.
Yes.
No 15, no fries.
Yes.
No 15, no chicken.
Yeah.
No 15, no pizzas.
No 15, no clean cars.
Right. No 15, no clean airplanes.
Yes.
No 15, no nothing. No,
no
rent.
No,
if I can't get 15, I can't pay my rent. The landlord like, listen, I need that money now. And I'm like, I need my 15 now. You know? But hey, we're going to make it happen. So, this person right here, 32BJ. 32. 32. 32. Well, we're going to bring up the president, Hector Figueroa. You know, great supporter from day one, and he's going to support until we get this $15 in a union.
Fight for! Fight for! Fight for! Fight for! We're here with our 32BJ members supporting the Fight for 15. We want to make sure that fast food workers are on this fight with the support of building workers, that airport workers join the fight of fast food workers, that retail workers join the fight for 15. Home care, all workers deserve 15, and they deserve 15 now. Estamos creciendo. We are growing. We started with this campaign 2 years ago in a few cities. Today, we are striking in 160 cities. And all around the world, the demand for 15 has become the symbol of the fight for making sure that workers get decent pay, have a decent life, good jobs. We are winning. 7 million workers have received increases, either because their city, like Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, has raised the minimum wage, or because their employer has responded to the Fight for 15, like IKEA, The Gap. This is just the beginning. We are going good. We're going to win 15 and more. We are going to win 15 and a union. And last, but not least, we stand united, because everyone in our community knows that the Fight for 15 is tied to the fight for our civil and our human rights. What happened to Eric Garner? What happened to Mike Brown? What workers who are undocumented face every day? The injustices that working people suffer because of the color of their skin, of who they are part of the same attack that is keeping our economies down. Brothers and sisters, worker rights are human rights. We stand together. We demand justice for Eric Garner. As we fight for 15, we fight for the dignity of all life, and we fight for all working people to be able to feed their families and to walk in freedom the streets of all the cities that we build and we make be what they are every day. Let's continue the fight for 15. Today we strike, tomorrow we march, and we'll go to Albany City Hall and make New York be a state that has a minimum wage of 15. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Hector 32 BJ. You know, one of the reasons why we out here today, besides fighting for minimum wage, we are fighting for all lives, because all lives do matter. You know, Eric Gardner, Mike Brown, Akai Gurley from Brooklyn, like, you know, East New York is not too far from me. I'm right there in Canarsie. Like, Akai could have been my brother. That could have been my cousin. That could have been my father. That could have been my uncle. So all these lives definitely matter. And I just want to say thank you, everybody who came out here today. Keep supporting everything. Make sure we go to that march, because Eric Gardner needs justice, and he need it now. When he need it?
Now.
When he need it?
Now.
And what we need? When we need it?
Now.
What do we need? When we need it?
Now.
The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.